More and more, people are going green, driving a Prius or using eco-friendly light bulbs. But in some cases, being environmentally friendly can also be unsightly. Clotheslines, in particular, are getting a lot of attention. So let us know, when does environmentally friendly just get ugly? We want to hear what's happening where you live. Is it clotheslines or unmowed natural lawns or something else entirely? Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. The email address is talk@npr.org. And don't forget our blog, npr.org/blogofthenation. Here to tell us what's happening in Poughkeepsie, New York, is Michael Valkes. He's a reporter for the Poughkeepsie Journal, and he joins us by phone from his office. Welcome to the show, Michael Valkes.
Thanks for having me. How are you today?
Pretty good. So tell us about the great clothesline debate in Poughkeepsie.
It turned out to be a much greater debate than I ever expected, to be honest with you. But apparently over the summer, a local councilwoman began receiving complaints from neighbors in her ward about unsightly clotheslines. With clothes out to dry, underwear, and other unmentionables, which the neighbors just thought was unsightly and not attractive in the city. And the city's been trying to revitalize itself, fix up the downtown, and make it nicer. It's kind of has a reputation as a rough and tumble place, which they're trying to change that reputation. But this councilwoman thought enough of the citizens' complaints to bring the issue to the full city council for consideration.
Interesting.
And
so what
essentially,
happened?
The issue that she brought was a proposal to ban the drying of clothes in front yards, side yards, or on your front porch.
Yes, I want to read now what ended up being on the books in Poughkeepsie. Here's the legal language. It shall be unlawful for any person to lay, place, or hang clothes, rags, or fabrics of any kind in the front yard, side yard, or on the front porch of any property for the purpose of drying.
That's the exact language from the new ordinance, which was went into effect this week.
And what did you find that the citizens of Poughkeepsie felt about this?
I was surprised that many of them had an opinion, and the opinions were pretty much split down the middle. About 50% of the people I talked to thought that this was a great idea. The city's trying to revitalize itself and you know, sort of create a new image as an up-and-coming place, and they felt that these unsightly, to use their words, clotheslines, you know, with clothes out to dry in front yards and on front porches, you know, looked kind of tacky and gave the city a black eye. On the other hand, I've talked to people, who think that this is ridiculous, that government is intruding into people's lives. And specifically government here in Poughkeepsie has a lot more important things to worry about, namely drugs, you know, violence and street crime.
Yeah, let me ask you really quickly. My first thought was that this sounded a little bit classist in a way, but I guess that's kind of old-fashioned to think that there are people who don't have dryers. Most people have a dryer or use a laundromat. It's more of a whether you can be eco-friendly or not question. Or what did you find?
Well, I mean, in Poughkeepsie, there are some people who don't have backyards. The ordinance does allow you to continue drying your clothes in your backyard, I guess presumably, you know, out of view of most people, or at least people driving by or passing by. Obviously, I guess your neighbors could still see it. But again, it's also a city in transition. I mean, it's kind of a combination. We have $600,000 homes here, beautiful 19th century Victorian homes. And we also have tougher areas with lower income residents. And we have, you know, quite a few units of affordable housing and apartment houses and that kind of thing.
We've asked our listeners to come up with some of their favorite or least favorite examples of going green that is bothersome. And let's take some of those calls. Rebecca in Cleveland. Hi, you're on Talk of the Nation.
Hi. I just wanted to say I am very environmentally conscious, and I live with my parents. I just graduated from high school, and I decided that I was going to try and put a clothesline up in my own backyard, and my mother was actually my biggest protester. She works very hard to have a nice garden, and she was very upset that I was going to ruin the landscape of the backyard with this unsightly thing. And what we eventually had to compromise on was that I had to tuck it away sort of in the corner so that as she sat out on the patio and looked out over her garden, the view was not obstructed.
Well, it's good you came to some kind of compromise, Rebecca. Now let's go.
Yep, but I just had to dig them out because it's the end of the summer, and she doesn't want to have to watch them all through the fall and the winter, too.
I see. Let's go to Molly in Kennewick, Washington. What do you think?
Hi, I just wanted to make a quick comment. I live in eastern Washington, and on every hillside now we have wind turbines, these giant, giant machines that just take up the whole landscape. And, you know, I'm not really quite sure about the environmental effects or the benefits, but, I mean, just the visual, the sight, the unsightliness of them, you know, is bothersome to me.
Okay, thanks for your call. And Wendy in Loveland, Ohio, what do you think?
I just think that in my particular area, we're not allowed to have compost bins. It's against the ordinances. And I feel like that's they're in our backyards, but they're afraid of pests, and you can do compost binning without pests the appropriate way, but it's against the ordinance. And some people are doing it on the lam. They're not. They're hiding it. But I think, you know, if you do it appropriately and you're doing things to save the environment, why are we having ordinances against this? People want to do these things. But if we do these ordinances, we're persuading people not to do this sort of thing. So that's my comment.
Wendy, do you have a secret underground
compost bin?
Woo! I hope none of the officials are listening.
I happen to live next door to the association, but I have a wooded lot, and someone on the association wooded lot, and they don't know it's back there, and so I continue to do it.
Well, good luck, Wendy. We won't
Thank
tell
you.
On you. Thanks for your call. We have a couple emails here, too. Clothesline and compost piles are fine, says Ruby in Columbus, Ohio. I accidentally discovered that someone I was dating thought toilet paper was bad for the environment. The relationship did not last long. Yuck. And from Meredith in Norfolk, Virginia, she says, I'm not sure if this counts or not, but I think it's gross when people forego deodorant and antiperspirant and instead slather themselves in patchouli oil. Sure, it may be better for the earth to not have tons of plastic bottles of Secret or Right Guard, but the noses of the human race can't handle that heinous odor. And of course, you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. So let me ask you this, Michael Valkes, up in Poughkeepsie. What did you hear in the end of this? I mean, are people saying that the place is a lot better and looks a lot nicer now that there aren't any clotheslines?
Well, since it was just signed into law this week, it's really remains to be seen what's going to happen as far as enforcement. But just as far as the media reaction, you know, obviously we've gotten a lot of media attention, including from yourselves and New York news stations. An organization out of New Hampshire has started an email drive to send emails to the mayor at City Hall asking her to rescind this law. That's a group called Project Laundry List out of Concord, New Hampshire. So they're, I guess, amassing the troops up in New Hampshire to try and get City of Poughkeepsie officials to reconsider this.
And did you look into how much of an environmental impact dryers actually have? Are they one of the biggest offenders?
I think they are an offender. I don't claim to be an expert enough to tell you how much of an offender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but certainly there have been groups out there for a long time that have been encouraging people to hang out their clothes on the line. And it's just funny. I mean, growing up as a kid in New Jersey, it was kind of commonplace in my neighborhoods, and I really never gave it a second thought. I thought it was actually kind of pleasant. But I can understand some people's point of view here in Poughkeepsie that, you know, it sometimes can be unsightly.
I just have to insert a little host comment here, and that is that clothes that are dried on the line smell marvelous. It is the most wonderful thing to have sheets.
There is a certain smell, no question about it. I mean, I think everybody at some point in their lives has probably, you know, gone out and pressed their face up, you know, to a clean sheet lying on the line. And, you know, absolutely.
Let's hear from a couple more listeners real quick. Steve in Charlotte, go ahead.
Yeah, the whole, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was wondering if somebody was going to call in about that, because that's one of those things that people have been saying for years. You forgot the second part.
If it's brown, flush it down.
You got it.
We're having a really bad drought, so my wife has wanted to adopt this philosophy, but I'm just not a big fan of it.
Did you put your foot down?
Yeah. I'm flushing a lot.
So the drought does not pull your heartstrings, I guess.
Right.
Okay, how about Caitlin in Michigan? What do you think?
Oh, super environmentalists who don't shower.
Super
environmentalists. Would probably be mine.
Do you know people like this?
Oh, yeah, I'm a student, so We have extremists who do not like to shower.
They do not like to shower ever, not once, ever.
Well, like once a week, once a month, that sort of thing.
And what's that like to be around?
Smelly.
Let me ask you, Michael Valkes, are you finding that this environmental revolution is taking over there in Poughkeepsie?
Well, it's kind of interesting for this to happen here in Poughkeepsie, because here in the Hudson Valley, you know, we have a really strong environmental movement. You know, the city of Poughkeepsie and Dutchess County, where we're located, you know, have sort of led the way in making greenway trails throughout the area, you know, preserving open space for people to enjoy. So for this to come out of Dutchess County and here in Poughkeepsie, in a way, it was kind of surprising.
Hmm. Interesting. Let's go to Pam in Berkeley. Hi. What's your thought?
I have a confession. I actually co-founded the Master Composter Program in California, and I have to say that Wendy, the surreptitious composter, is. I appreciate that she's doing it. And the truth is, I'm just going to confess on national radio that I have been a slacker and ended up getting rats in my compost.
Oh,
so, so it's like it's this balance that we have to find in being green. Is like we have to maintain what we do and have sensitivity to the reality of ugly clotheslines and compost piles that attract vectors.
I'm glad I didn't have to do any investigative reporting on the rats in the compost.
I'm not telling you where in Berkeley I live.
When good composters go bad. Tell us quickly, Pam, how does one make a compost heap not attract rats?
Well, you can do something off the ground with a barrel. That's the most effective way to do it. And, you know, lots of places have those available as well as getting them online. The other thing is to turn it every couple of days, which is a great workout. And you're so buffed, and you've got this hot, steamy pile of compost, and your kids can see the breakdown and all that great stuff that those critters are doing in there. That this is, you know, this is the family radio station, so I'm not going to talk about what they're doing. But it's, you know, there are definitely ways to do it. I've done it. And then you have your own kids, and you have no time for doing anything.
Right, of course. And you're never supposed to put meat in compost piles, is that
right?
Not
in your backyard composter, although the city of Berkeley is now picking up composting for us, and you can put everything in, bones and meat and dairy and grains, and none of those things should go in a backyard compost at all.
Pam, thanks for your call. And Michael Valkes, reporter for the Poughkeepsie Journal in Poughkeepsie, New York, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And you've been listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook in Washington.